The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What is good? What's going on? What's up? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here is where we keep you updated on the ins and outs, the happenings, the news, everything that's going on in hip hop culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
And it's Friday. Weekend is finally here. Yes, it's ma'am. Upon us. Big weekend energy. And we're talking about J. Cole again. Yep, that's right. This is the J. Cole Daily Podcast now. Brand new J. Cole album is out. J. Cole is speaking on retirement and his thoughts on that. So, you know, we got to dive into that. Plus, Dr. Dre is joining Will Smith's fitness journey that Will recently announced. Mm. And he dropped a little picture to go with it.
Hey, big head.
21 Savage is dropping an EP today to go along with the new Saw movie that's out. And there was a car chase that went down at Rick Ross's house in Georgia. Let's get down to it. All right. It's May. It's springtime right now, but it's a cold world.
Okay. Come on now. J. Cole dropped the album, the off season.
And it don't sound like he was taking no days off.
Not at all. Not at all.
Not a day off was taken. He's dropping documentaries. He's dropping albums. He's dropping magazine covers.
Come on.
He's being a dad. He's doing everything right now. So we still need our time to digest the full album, mm-hmm. you know, because we do this podcast so early. But I did want to get into what J. Cole had to say about retirement, because I thought that was interesting, being that the album did drop today. Mm-hmm. Just his thoughts on retiring from the game.
Yeah, he sat down with Slam Magazine, which we said on Wednesday that he was the first rapper to grace the cover. And in that article, he said, oh, bro, I'm super comfortable with the potential of being done with this ish. I'm never going to say, oh, this is my last album, though. Mm. So that hits on the whole retirement, what he was saying in the documentary, like kind of being done or on the way done.
Right.
And even the checklist of that picture where he was like marking off what it looked like title names for projects and things like that. So to see that he's comfortable with retiring, but, you know, do artists ever really retire? But I think J. Cole's for real about this one.
I think him saying, I'm not going to say this is my last album is leaving that door open.
True.
Because it's like he has been entertaining the thought of wanting to quit for years now, like several projects ago. So it's like it's a thing where you want to retire from some aspects of it, but the parts you love, mm-hmm. they're still there. They're always going to be there because you're in love with music. You like to rap. You love your fans, whatever the case is. So I think that's why he doesn't want to admit that, okay, this may not be my last album. Like, I'm not going to say that. It's too final to say I'm really retired. This is it. I'm done. Because you see it all the time. Rappers saying, oh, I'm out the game. And then 3 years later, they come back with another album. So
it's
like, why even say it at this point? If it's your last one, just call it what it is. Call it the fall off. Drop it and fall off and fall back.
Period.
After the next one. Like, if it's really your last, you can show us better than you can tell us.
Exactly.
But I think he doesn't want to tell us because I think in his heart of hearts, he knows I'm probably going to put out something else.
Yeah, a little sly little single here and there or something.
Rappers need to start calling it a break. Just say I'm taking a break. And then the break can last however long you want it to without people hounding you.
Right.
Well, hounding you as hard as they would if you said you were retiring. They still going to hound you, but they'll hound you less than if you say, oh, I'm retired. This is my last album. It's done.
Right. You made up a good point, because could you imagine, like, we've been wanting Kendrick Lamar music, we've been wanting Nicki Minaj music, Rihanna music, and of course, some say they're on a break, some you just don't hear from.
Right.
And it's just like, but we mention them all the time, like, oh, it'd be dope to have some new Kendrick. Where the new Rihanna music at?
Yeah.
And she's even said in comments, like, can y'all relax? Like, I'm working on other stuff. So
yeah.
I can only imagine not the stress really that artists can get, but more of so like the annoyance, maybe, like, if you don't say I'm retired, or if you don't say I'm on a break, but you're just not making anything or putting out anything, people are always like, where is it? I'd be like,
right.
Yo, come on.
Hope is still there that it's coming. So it's
true.
Like, people still want it, and they want anything that they can get from you, which is, I think, a part of why Rihanna is so successful in business. Like, because people want something from Rihanna. They can't get the music. All right, let's get the makeup. All right, let's get the lingerie. All right, let's get the whatever she's putting out, because it's her. It's about the music, but it's also about her.
True.
And I think J. Cole has that same thing. Like, it's about the music, but it's also about him as a person. People buy into him. So, yeah, I think this is a perfect opportunity for him to do things other than music, like, after dropping this album, honestly.
That's true.
Because people have it in their mind already that the next album after this one might be his last.
Mm-hmm.
So why not venture out into other things? Like basketball, like what he's doing with basketball or business, or just focus on his family, whatever. Like, whatever he wants to do, now's the time to do it. You just gave us this body of work.
Mm-hmm.
You put it in people's mind that this next album could be your last, or a long time after that until we get new music. So why not just start taking that break you so desperately have been yearning for?
Exactly. It's all valid points.
Mm. Okay, now on to Dr. Dre. Because he's trying to get it together himself as well.
You know, he's single, ready to mingle, and he posted his little fitness journey.
Yeah, so recently Will Smith had kicked it off by posting his dad bod. He called it that. I didn't call it that.
Yeah.
So I guess he gained a little quarantine weight, and Will Smith basically was saying he's going to document his journey back to getting in the shape that he wants to be in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Dr. Dre came through and said, well, I'm about to be joining this journey. He dropped a pic off. It's him showing his little six pack, trying to come through or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Looking like he'd been in the gym working out. And his caption said, this is my COVID body. I'm about to start getting my ish together. Going in with at Will Smith. Let's go.
Let's go.
So he sound like they've been working already.
Yeah, I didn't know that Dr. Dre was 56 years old, and he has a pretty good body for being 56.
Yeah.
So.
No, definitely. He looks good for his age.
I wondered, is he trying to just, you know, if it is a new single thing and, like, trying to be like, on the prowl, or is it a health conscious thing? Because, you know, he had that hospital scare.
Mm-hmm. The brain aneurysm.
Yeah,
it's
earlier.
Probably a combination of all that. And then the stress of going through a divorce. And
that too.
This is a high stakes divorce. This is not just, oh, you go your way, I go mine. This is
right. You
go your way with half of my money.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
I can see how that could be stressful. So, and if you're having brain aneurysms and winding up in the hospital, stress is the last thing you need. So what do? You work out.
You love to see it. Love everybody getting on their health journey. Will Smith. I didn't know Will Smith had not let himself go, but had kind of gained that much COVID weight, and now he's trying to get on the right path.
He ain't the only one. I'm about to join him and Dre on this fitness journey too, because
Period. The
quarantine weight has been real.
Yes, ma'am.
We have been like high, or a lot of people have been much less physically active than they've been throughout our whole lives, for real. So
yeah.
I can see how it could happen, honestly.
Not
Will Smith.
Definitely
I'm right
easy.
There with you. I'm on the same page. Where are we meeting at? What gym are we at? Are y'all at Planet Fitness or?
We're at Lifetime.
What's up? Because I'm trying to join the workouts. Because, yeah, we gotta work this off by next summer. So the 2022 summer body can be there.
Okay, yeah, we pulling up. Will Smith and Dr. Dre, we all working out. Michael B. Jordan workout routine.
All that.
Doing it all.
Now, let's talk about what went down at Rick Ross's house in Georgia. So there was some sort of wild police car chase going on. It didn't really have anything to do with Rick Ross, but there was a man that was allegedly armed with a gun that police were in pursuit of. And the chase wound up going by Rick Ross's house.
Oh,
and, you know,
sad.
Rick Ross has one of the biggest houses, or the biggest house, in the state of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm not surprised that he wound up there, because there's so much house, it's easy for you to wind up there, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, the police were after this man. They were chasing him, and he crashed actually near Rick Ross's home.
Yeah, I see that the police have reportedly arrested the driver, but they've yet to find like any firearm on this person. Wow. Police said that they were searching for the alleged gun on and around Rick Ross's property. So you got all the police over at Georgia House.
I'll be mad if I was Rick Ross. Like, you making it hot over here for me. I don't have nothing to do with that. They over here searching. Look, no. Right. And I'm pretty sure, like, the cops are nosy enough to, like, snoop around on what Rick Ross would have going on at his house. Because you never know what he got going on over there. So it's just like, dang, man, take that elsewhere. Stop bringing your drama to my home.
Right, like, I know my house was on Coming to America too, but ain't nothing to see here. Like, keep right. it pushing.
Keep it going. Keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
So off that, let's get on to some new music. It is Friday. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody loves to release on a Friday.
Always.
So what we got to listen to today?
There's a bunch of new projects and new singles that dropped today, but one of them, 21 Savage, dropped his EP called Spiral, and it's in conjunction with Spiral from the Book of Saw. That film also is debuting today.
Yep, that with Chris Rock. I'm ready to go see it. I'm ready to see it.
Yes.
Pre-birthday celebration vibes.
They'd be a good look. New 21 Savage, new J. Cole for your birthday, pre-birthday.
New everything. New Saw movie.
Yeah, it's a good look.
New Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj dropped a little some today, too.
Yes, after she dropped that picture in her pink Crocs, she had to come with something.
Had to.
Yeah, Nicki, she re-released the Scotty Beam Me Up mixtape on all streaming platforms, and she added 5 new songs on there. And the biggest one being the Seeing Green with Drake and Lil Wayne. Nicki Minaj went live with Drake last night before the release, so it was a lot going on.
So she got that going on, and she got these Croc sales booming in these streets.
Yes. When she posted that picture of her in the pink Crocs, there was a 4,900% increase in Croc sales.
The power of the queen.
Power of Nicki. Come on now.
See, this is why. This is why I've been listening to New Yikes all month long. She talks about this in the beginning of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Come on.
This is why. This is why she speaks the way she speaks. Because when she does something, it's the thing to do. When she says something, it's the thing to say. When she drops a record, everybody has to listen. Everybody's ears are open. This is why. This is the power of Nicki. So, of course, when she takes a picture and some Crocs, imagine putting on your shoes, taking a picture, and then the sales of that shoe go up 5,000%.
Come on. It's the power. Like you said, the power of Nicki Minaj is too real. You can't not pay attention to it. You cannot witness it. She just holds reign over everything that she does. Like,
yeah. So when people try to say, oh, this person is coming up and rapping, this person is the best rapper. Okay. If you want to say that, when we talk about gaps, like how we talked about in previous episodes between the person that's in the number one spot and the spots below and how far they are between, the distance between a number one and a number two spot can be a lot. So
exactly.
That's what I say when people try to compare other rappers to Nicki. Like, let's really get into how far ahead of the game Nicki is.
Yeah, come on. She has it. She just has that star power, that star quality. Like, the whole Midas touch, whatever she does goes to gold. Like,
yeah, we love it.
It's crazy to see.
This is a Nicki cast, too. I know we called it J. Cole Daily. Mm-hmm. It's also Nicki Minaj Daily because we always have a Nicki story.
Period.
All right, let's end it on that note then. That concludes today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to us on all platforms. Amazon Music, Stitcher, Podbeam, Apple Podcasts. Wherever you're listening to a podcast at, we are there. So subscribe to us and subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and our Twitter at HipHopDX.
Yes, and you can follow us. I am at Asia Sky on Instagram, Twitter, Fanbase, every social media app, Asia Sky.
Yes, follow Asia and tell her happy birthday. Her birthday's on Saturday.
Hey,
tell her happy B-Day.
Big birthday energy. Big Taurus season energy. It's a vibe. It's a turn up. You know, I'm going to be on the West Coast with it.
Yes.
So I'm going to be playing all of this new music that's dropping. And it's gonna be a real,
what you feeling, what you wanna call it?
Extravaganza.
Yes, so definitely tap in with her and see what she's doing for her birthday this weekend. And also tap in with me on my Instagram and Twitter at A-Dub.
Yes, man. This is more of the reason why May is the greatest month in the world.
Come on now.
We hit our 100th episode in May.
Let's talk
we
about it.
We got new J. Cole, new Nicki Minaj, new TDE, new everybody. Okay? May is the greatest month. Let's close it out with that. We'll see you on Monday with more daily news.
See ya.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.